Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Kavitha George, and it's about 6 minutes after the hour. Our next guests are from Juno Skating Club, a local nonprofit whose mission is to teach Juno to skate. There are four of you here in the studio today. Can you introduce yourselves?
I'm Emily.
I'm Meredith.
I'm Catherine.
And I'm Melissa Fritch.
Thanks so much for being here. I'm actually a fellow skater myself. I skated from ages 5 to 18 and did synchro in high school, so I'm really excited to talk to you today. Tell us about what JSE has planned for the holidays.
We have our holiday show coming up on Sunday. It starts at 2:30. Our doors open at 2 o'clock. We're going to have a dessert auction to help support our skaters, and it's at the Treadwell Arena over on Douglas.
And are you guys going to be performing?
Yes.
As a synchro team or singles?
Well, we're going to be performing as a synchro team, and then Meredith and Catherine are twins, so they have a duet together, and I have a solo.
That's great. How many kids total do you think are going to be performing?
I think we have 32 figure skaters, youth figure skaters, and then there are two other groups, probably a total of 20 or 25 other kids.
Cool.
Younger skaters.
And the dessert auction, the proceeds are also going to the club, I imagine?
They are going to the skating club, yes.
That's great. Do you have any other holiday events planned?
We don't have any other holiday events planned. No, we have lots of things in the new year, but this is the kind of our end of the year gala, so to speak. We give this as a gift to the community, and the skaters all pick their own music, and they also, most of them, choreograph their own programs too, so it's pretty exciting.
That's really impressive. What do you have planned for the new year, guys?
Well, we are planning on going to a couple of competitions as well as just continuing learn to skate lessons.
What competitions?
We're going to one in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and one in L.A. for synchro.
Great. Well, Juneau is a pretty outdoorsy city, and so I'm sure most people have some exposure to winter sports. But for people who maybe are new to skating, can you give them some tips on how to get started?
Well, we have four sessions a year of Learn to Skate lessons, and that's everybody from little guys, the 4 and 5 year olds. I actually teach them. We learn through play with them all the way up through adults. And we won't say how old our oldest skaters are, but definitely they've been skating a long time. Even our brand new skaters that are, you know, adults, they come and they learn. And we have some folks that are probably retired and come and learn to skate. So our next set of lessons actually starts in January. And it starts Friday night, the 11th, from 6:30 to 7:30. We have our adults and our youth. And then on the Saturday, the 12th, we have from 10:30 to 11:30 our tots and youth.
Great. How do people join Juno Skating Club? Is it open to everybody?
It is open to everyone. And you go onto our website, which is junoskatingclub.org, and we have a registration site. You just register, pick a username and password, and then register for classes. It's pretty straightforward. And if you have questions, there's instructions on there as well, to email.
How did the club start?
About 15 years ago, the club started around the same time that the rink opened. A couple of people who were with the club were with it from the very beginning. Pam Leary, who is our figure skating coordinator, and Debbie Robert-Sue, who is actually the person in charge of our shows. They are founding members of the Juno Skating Club, so they've been there a long time.
Right. Would you say that most of the skaters are kids your guys' age?
Well, there's really a wide variety of ages. So, like, learn to skate usually ranges from probably 6 to 12, but I'm a senior in high school right now. So figure skaters, it's pretty common for them to get into figure skating around 10 or 11 and then just keep going on from there.
Cool. Well, where can people go to learn more?
To our website, junoskatingclub.org. We also usually have flyers over at Treadwell. So if you're over there at an open skate, right by the window, we usually have little flyers and cards, and you can get some information there. And then just go to our website and register. And I want to also mention we do have the adults, too. We have adult figure skaters, mm-hmm. Adult learn to skate. And so we don't want to come here with the impression that you have to be a little kid. I skated a little bit as a child, but not very much. And I took lessons and here with the Juno Skating Club. So I think, like Emily said, I mean, it's a wide variety, but we have a lot of fun. They, you know, the kids start out in group lessons, and then they move on and they do group numbers in our holiday show, and then on to like these guys where they're skating with the synchro team and also doing individual and duets. So it's a great program.
What's the learning curve like for adults? Like, do they think it's harder than it's actually going to be?
You know, I think adults have a fear of falling down, but we all fall down. And so I think that, you know, it can be something where you just have to put your mind to it and say, you know what, I can do this. There's adults that go and ski. They start learning to ski when they're older. Adults that learn every sport. And I think, you know, skating is just one of those things where it can be enjoyed no matter your age.
Yeah. Okay. So for one more time for our listeners, just give us the details on the holiday winter show.
All right. Well, I'm Emily Bowman. I'm doing a solo.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm Meredith Fritsch, and my sister Kath and I are doing a duet.
And so we're going to have the show on Sunday, and that starts at 2:30 is when we actually start the show. But the doors will open at 2 o'clock, and we'll have our dessert auction as well, which will be, you know, to support the club. And it's free and open to the public. It's our gift to Juno. And like I said, all these kids have put a lot of work into it, and we'd love for you, everyone in the community, to come out and see. Make sure that you, you know, bring a nice warm jacket to sit for that hour, but it's definitely worth it, and I think everyone will love the show.
Great. Thank you so much for coming on, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
If I could be, baby, where you are. If I could be, baby,